Hi, is Tim available?
This is Tim.
Hey, Tim, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Looks like I got your web registration. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Sure.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So it looks like you were interested in getting some information on our working capital programs. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right, so just a couple basic questions to start off. I kind of want to confirm what we have on file here. The name of the business that I have, it shows TJP Enterprises Inc. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And as far as ownership of the business goes, are you the 100% owner?
Well, no, we made my wife 49% and 51%.
Oh, okay. All right, perfect. All right, and how long have you guys been in business?
Oh, just over 11 years.
Oh, 11 years. All right. Okay, and I have your address as 2000 Sundown Drive in Colorado Springs. That's still right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. All right. So that's the end of the basics for me. Getting into kind of the specifics of our working capital programs. We do have a lot of different programs. Kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you start by telling me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can give you some feedback.
Well, honestly, what I want to do is just that we're just gonna basically we want to pay just a bunch of stuff off so we have like a payment to make and not have to pay, a bunch of different payments.
Oh, so you're looking at
So,
some consolidation?
yeah, that's what we'd like to do for the most part.
Okay. All right. Well, give me a rundown. What are you looking to try to consolidate?
Well, I've got we've paid off the majority of a lot of it, but we've got a I've got a line of credit through On Deck,
Okay.
and we had a term loan with them as well, and we've paid down both 50%. I think we're gonna pay down on both of them. So, I mean, I think the total we owe on both is like $65,000 between the two of those.
Okay.
But I'm looking for something that's more structured to where it's not such a, I don't want a long term necessarily, but I don't want, I mean, like our line of credit is a 6 month line of credit. So, I mean, I'm paying On Deck right now probably on average about $13,000 a month. So
Yeah.
it's expensive. And so I'd like to do something that's not so cash flow, inhibitive.
Sure. Okay. All right. Are there any other loans that you're looking to lump into this outside of just the on-deck loans?
Well, I have one other loan that we have through our local bank, which is a line of credit, which I was going to just start paying off when we're done with On Deck. But that one's for $44,000 total, and that's it. If I paid off three of those, that pays off 90% of our debt.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right. Okay, so I'm going to try to get into some details on the on-deck situation, okay? So
Okay.
between the two, it comes out to about 65,000 on the balance. Okay. Now, how much did you originally borrow on the term loan?
It was 65,000, and they charged me 83 total with all their fees for the
Oh,
loan.
on the total payback was 83. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And
And
how long
we
was that term?
18 months.
Okay. All right, and we're about 50% of the way in on that one.
Yeah, we're down to about, I think it was, I just looked at it today, it was 40,000. We paid off about 42 or 43,000.
Okay, I got you. Nice. And then how much is the line of credit for?
It's a $50,000 line of credit, and we owe 25,000
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, are both of those, are you making daily or weekly payments on
it.
those?
Weekly
Weekly, okay.
payments.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm pretty familiar with their programs. It's something that we do a
Okay.
lot of, lot of. Okay. Now, did you have an idea of how much cash you were looking for, like a total amount?
Well, if we did if it was, I don't even need anything extra. If we can just pay off those, I'd be happy with that. So if we did, if we had, what is that, 40, be about $108,000 would pay off, like I said, about 95% of our debt.
Okay, yeah, that's a good number to at least give me something to work with here. So yeah, that'll take care of both those on-deck loans and your line of credit through the local bank. So
Correct.
Not bad. Okay, I got you. All right, so I have a couple of qualifying questions to sort of see where you fall in here.
Okay.
Now, what do you guys do for your gross annual sales?
Right at about $1 million a year.
Around $1 million, okay. All right. Nice. And then how about as far as your personal credit goes, what does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
Well, nothing. The reason why I'm trying to do this is and get the not have it so cash inhibitive is I'm paying off a bunch of debt on my personal credit, but I have nothing bad on my credit. It's just some credit cards that I use for the business here and there and for some stuff. So I want to pay those off, but I'm trying to restructure this debt so that it's possible for me to pay those off faster. But there's nothing bad on my credit.
Okay, cool. All
right. My score right now because of the debt is about a 660 to 680. If I pay it off, it should be about a 750.
Yeah, nice. All right. Yeah, and if we get you in the position to make that happen faster, you're going to benefit a whole lot from having that score jump up from that 660 figure. If you get that up above 700, your options really open up when it comes to looking for financing. Okay.
Right.
Now, what do you guys primarily do over there?
We're a landscape maintenance, landscape construction company. So we do year-round work. We also have a snow removal company for our maintenance projects. So we do 12-month contracts for all of our we don't do any residential, so to speak, for maintenance. We do mostly municipality for the city of Colorado Springs, which is our city. We do HOA divisions and commercial buildings.
Okay.
And then we have a new install division that does nothing but new install and irrigation division. And then we do snow during the wintertime as well.
Oh, nice. So does your revenue stay pretty consistent throughout the year, or is one season busier
pretty
than the
other? Pretty close. It just really depends. I mean, because on like last year, for instance, it was pretty consistent, and then we actually had some months in the wintertime that were more than we had in the summertime because the winter was so good. So it just, I had some months that were $140,000, $130,000 months during the wintertime last year. And then the summertime usually typically ranges between $80,000 and $110,000-ish in there. And then, if you go back to, like this year, depending if we start getting snow or not, it depends. Some months we'll have that are $65,000 a month. If we get, three snowstorms, we'll have $110,000 a month.
Okay, got it. Now, how about as far as cash flow goes? Are you guys strapped on cash? What does the bank account look like? Do you have some healthy ending balances? Do you ever get close to zero?
Usually our ending balances per month are anywhere from $8,000 to $15,000, depends on what's, when that time falls for our check runs, that kind of stuff. But it's typically right around there at the end of the month. It's between $8,000 and $15,000.
Okay, nice. All right. And how about as far as a time frame goes, when would you ideally like to have the funds deposited into your account?
Well, as soon as possible, honestly. If it works out and, we can get something that works for what we want to do, and I'd like to do it sooner than later, obviously, because I just want to get rid of, get this stuff paid off and be able to pay off the stuff that I, free up. If I can free up an extra $5,000 or $7,000 a month, I can, free up enough to be able to throw up the other debt and have that paid off within, a couple, 2-3 months.
Sure, okay, absolutely. So, yeah, if we get something that looks good and makes sense, we're ready to pull the trigger, not waiting on anything. All right, gotcha. Okay, now, have you ever done any other working capital loans in the past outside of the on-deck loan?
I have not.
No, okay. What did you primarily use the on-deck loan for?
Well, what ended up happening was, when we used the on-deck loan, what we used it for before, we did a big remodel in our shop, and we used some of it for that. And then last year, I had, unfortunately, I had an employee that worked for us that I sent to jail who stole $55,000 from me.
Oh, man.
Yep. So she was my office manager at the time.
Jeez.
And so that obviously left a mark and was a little bit tough. But between that and between the office remodeling house, it's a combination of both. The term loan we used for, we bought new equipment, a lot of equipment for a municipality. We picked up another contract for the city this year that expanded our other contract we have with them. So it's a 5-year contract, and so that
oh, wow.
We had to buy a bunch of big mowers for that contract as well.
Okay. How often do you look to bring out equipment? Is it just kind of sort of dictated by the work that's out there? Or?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we cycle equipment every 3 years. We start cycling certain equipment. We run probably about $200,000 to $250,000 in equipment for lawnmowers and stuff. So, you know, every 3 years or so, I usually cycle out about $20,000-$25,000 worth of equipment.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah, you know, I'm not sure how much you know about us, Bank of Cardiff, but we've been around for a long time. Equipment financing is actually one of our specialties that we do the most of. We've been doing working capital loans for quite some time, but, you know, if you are, you know, looking for equipment as well, we can absolutely take care of that for you too. Especially
well, and I'd like to do, if I get a relationship with somebody, I'd like to do that because, to be honest with you, like I've done a lot of stuff. I've done a lot of the equipment financing through like Financial Pacific. And what's the other one? Anyway, I can't remember. There's one other one that I've done some through too as well. But they're expensive. I mean, you know, when they give you those loans, it doesn't matter how many years you've been with them and how you paid and what your credit is. It seems like they just kind of gouge you on that simple interest. And it's just super expensive.
If we can strike something up, you know, it's always nice to deal with just one lender. If we get you the capital, we can take care of the equipment as well. So could be pretty beneficial. Now, as far as the capital, because that's obviously what we're going to be tackling first here, I think I have a pretty clear picture of what we want to accomplish. Now the next step is just going to be to get you qualified. So with that, I'm going to need a few things from you, obviously. And I can send this all in an email to you, but I want to walk through it first.
Sure.
Yeah, and just make sure we're on the same page with everything. So what I'm going to need is a one-page application. I'll send that over in the email. And then I'll need 6 months of the business bank statements.
Okay.
And then the most recent business tax return that you have.
Yep, I got 2015.
Okay, perfect. And then, because the program I'm getting you into, I want to get you approved to directly pay off on deck. So if you can send me the first page of the loan contract that you have with on deck, that just, it gives that breakdown of the amount that you borrowed, the term, and all of that.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that is the extent of what I need from you right now. So I will send that over. Let me just confirm the email that I have. Let's see, tpesavento@hotmail.com. Is that the best?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. Perfect.
So, do you guys offer loans that are longer than 18 months?
Yeah, our programs they can range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So, you know, we can go up to 36 months, but, you know, I want to be, full disclosure for you, usually for first-time borrowers, the ceiling on that is usually 2 years. Doing the math on that,
where does that bring us down, just roughly, just a guesstimate on where would that bring us down to payment-wise, and is it per week or per month you guys get paid?
Sure. So we do all three. We do daily, weekly, or monthly. It just comes down to which one you qualify for. So that is something. What I'm going to do is I'll qualify you for the largest amount, the longest term, and the whichever, you know, repayment method that you want. Do you have a preference on it?
Well, here's my before I go through all the process, I want to make sure that's even. I know you have to qualify and do all that. I get that, but that's even a possibility. To, you know, I don't want to go out and say, hey, I can save you $1,000, you know, a month kind of thing. Well, I really honestly, I'm not going to go through paying everything all off if it's only going to save me $1,000 a month. Because, you know, then I got to pay you guys your fees and yada, yada, yada.
Sure.
So I just want to make sure, you know, let's just say we did $107,000. I'm just trying to do the math here.
Okay, here, I can do that for you. So $107,000, and, you know, like top end, we'll say, you know, like I said, top end, the most that I see first time borrowers is 24 months. So, I mean, if you did 107 over 24, you're looking at a monthly payment under 4,500, but that's without any interest. So tack on a little for interest and you're right in that range. So, I mean, that's going to be.
Okay. So that's not bad. That still cuts off $7,000 a month or $8,000 a month. Well, it's about $7,000 from what I'm paying right now ish.
Yeah, and as a rough starting point, I mean, at least we see that there's at least something here that. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah, that's all right. I just want to make sure. That's all. I'm just making sure. You know, that's worth it to me, obviously, because that's a lot of cash flow to free up. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So yeah, the next step is simply to get you qualified. So what I'll do is I'll send you the email now. Once you get all of that stuff back to me, it takes me about 24 hours to be able to get an answer for all of that. So for the term that we qualify you for, the amount and the payback structure. So I'll send it over to you right now. When do you think you would be able to get all of that back into me?
I can work on it tomorrow morning. I should be able to get it to you tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, okay. So if that's the case, if I get it early in the morning, I can push it through and try to get something, try to at least get you some options by the end of the week, coming up to Friday.
Gotcha.
Other than that, we are really busy. This is a busy time of year for us, so it might not be until Monday that we have actual terms for you, but as soon as you get it to me, I'll work on it as fast as I can.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, perfect. Did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line here?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Okay, perfect. Now, on the email that I'm sending you, you have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions on anything, you can give me a call directly or you can shoot me an email. I'll get right back to you.
Okay, perfect. Appreciate it.
All right. Nice talking to you, Tim.
You too, man. Thanks.